During a homily several years ago, I once said that the Easter season is the most important time within our liturgical calendar. My remark made a young girl so upset that she came to me with tears in her eyes, asking me, "Father John, what about Christmas?" Well, I don't remember what I said, but we know that there would be no Easter without the birth of Jesus, no cross or resurrection without God coming in the flesh of Jesus. That brings us today's feast, the Solemnity of Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, because without her and her collaboration with God, there would be no Jesus, no God in the flesh. The title, the Mother of God, has been at the heart of intense theological debate for several centuries. Some consider this title to be blasphemous. The question that is asked is, how could a creature be the Mother of God? This is the translation of the Nicene Creed with the phrase that describes Jesus Christ as incarnate the Virgin Mary. It becomes shocking to say that God, the creator of the universe, chooses to be dependent on humanity in order to become one of us. The title Mother God infers a degree of mutuality between humanity and divinity. This is a mystery of our faith, a mystery worthy of our prayer and contemplation. In today's gospel, Luke tells us that the first non-family members to discover Jesus were shepherds. These were people whose work required very little intelligence or creativity. They had been told not to fear and to go find a savior whose circumstances were as humble as their own. This is what they found. Two migrants caring for an infant in a cattle stall. The scene was enough for the shepherds to spread the message to whoever listened. We see the next step, a move from adoration to mysticism in Mary, who kept all these things in her heart. Luke's gospel emphasizes that the birth of Christ came to pass because Mary identified herself as the servant of the Lord, who, like her, made it her life's goal that God's will be done through her. The birth of Christ, God's personal incarnation, took place through Mary's collaboration and cooperation. She made herself available to God to do what he could not do without her. Mary is the one who heard the angel Gabriel saying to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." She is our mother in the order of grace. She hands on to us the fullness of the grace that is hers. We, as her children, follow her as our model. We take her into our hearts. We go to her to pray for her intercession. She passes on to us many gifts. She passes on her humanity, her trust in God, her silence, her total self-giving to the will of God, and her listening to the Holy Spirit. This day invites us to marvel at the God who comes to us in loving vulnerability and dependence. Following Mary, we are called to do nothing less than repeat her words, "May be done to me according to your will." Christ is always to be born in and among us, not just on Christmas Day, but throughout the year. In turn, we make Christ known through our words, our deeds, and our actions. We are to reflect the faith, hope, and charity that God gives us to others. Yes, Mary is our mother. Without her, Jesus would not be. Today is her solemnity, so let us continue to cherish her and to follow her, that so too our words and prayers will be, "Thy will be done." As it is our annual tradition here at St. Andrew Church, Father Jim consecrates the parish to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So at this point, I ask that you all kneel, if you are able to. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and our tender Mother, in accordance with your ardent wish made known at Fatima, and in union with Pope Francis's consecration to you of himself, his papacy in the Church, I consecrate to your Immaculate Heart myself in this parish entrusted to my care. I consecrate and commit to you all the members of this parish, beginning with the weakest, the unborn, the sick, the disabled, and the elderly. I commit to you our families, our children, our young people, the single and the widowed. I pray especially for the dysfunctional, hurt, and broken families, for those seeking meaning in life but failing to find it, for the unemployed, the lonely, and the desperate. I pray for those who are away from the parish and are distant from the Church. Holy Mother, by your powerful intercession, obtain for us all the graces we need and call down the Holy Spirit, our spouse, to heal and sustain us, to lead and conform us to the image of Christ your Son. As your priestly servant, I speak for all here in one voice for the many. We, the parishioners of St. Andrew Catholic Parish, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of our baptism. We renounce forever Satan, the devil, and all his works, and all his empty promises. We give ourselves entirely to Jesus Christ to be more faithful to him than we have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly hosts, we choose you this day of the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, for our mother. We deliver and consecrate to you our bodies and our souls, our good, both interior and exterior, and even the value of our good actions, past, present, and future, that you'll dispose of them as you know best, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. We all say, Amen.